Hello, everyone. Welcome to WD Carousel Podcast. My name's Ian.
And I'm Crystal.
And we're going to do the discovering stuff, because I like discovering stuff.
Yes, I just told Ian he's in charge of everything, and so he's slightly uncomfortable right now.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, it's so, okay. You're used to it.
It's just for these. It's fine. It's fine. So today we have, we're going to try to see if we can actually, like, get this done before our food comes. So we're just going to...
We're not telling you guys that we ordered from a third-party company that is not sponsoring this for dinner tonight.
We're not going to tell you who it is, but just know that we're trying to work under a time constraint for
it
these discovering ones.
It means that it's going to be less than 30-minute episode.
We're trying.
Yes.
So, this week we are talking about, because last time we had discovering, we did the nightmare
again,
that is
Hollywood Studios is just so... funky for its layout.
It's
so this
so
is
weird.
Going to be the second awkward, like...
There's one more awkward one.
Yes. So last time was the extreme armpit.
Yes.
This time is above
like
the armpit.
It's like a shoulder, kind of. I blame Eisner. I don't know what to tell you. Anyway.
So we're going to cover Echo Lake in the animator's courtyard.
Yes.
That's the general vicinity, if you know that we're going to be
discussing. Covering. So I guess I don't have a lot of stuff to talk about in terms of like background for it, because this is all stuff that was original.
Yes, this is existing to the opening day footprint.
Mm-hmm.
Not that the content inside is original to the opening day
Basically,
footprint.
Basically, none except for one, but we'll get there.
But, so let's just do the walkthrough, and let's just get confused.
I'm so ready to get lost right now.
Oh, I'm so excited to get lost in Hollywood Studios. Also, we are excited about this because we just planned a trip.
I know, we have a trip. I mean,
it's the 50th anniversary trip that we just planned, so we had to secure the hotel. We are looking at the tickets.
So we're talking about it just under a year away, so it's going to be a hot minute, but we're finally excited. We get
to
see it on our app, you know? Like, there hasn't been a trip in my app in like a hot minute, so it's nice to see it.
I know.
So we're excited
to get lost in Hollywood Studios with you guys.
And definitely lost, because Hollywood Studios sucks. No, I'm sorry.
Oh, we love it.
We love it.
But we're still going through the parts that everybody just bypasses
to get to Galaxy's Edge.
Or to Toy Story.
Toy Story Mania. Yeah, but Toy Story
Land. Covered later.
Yes, exactly.
See upcoming episodes.
We'll get there. So when you start, I'm starting us right at the corner of where Hollywood Boulevard and Sunset Boulevard kind of like intersect. So you kind of like walk to the end.
It's actually slightly lower because it's across from Trolley Car Cafe.
I'm just trying to make it the
Starbucks location.
So yeah, I mean, let's just say,
that's where Mickey's of Hollywood is.
Yes,
let's be honest. So.
That was the last episode. Feel free to look back if you're curious.
Again, in reference to a Fredericks of Hollywood.
Yes, quite.
It's a little naughty. Anyways, that's where we're starting.
That's where we're starting.
And we're heading left.
We're heading kind of up and left, and so that way we're gonna do a counterclockwise. Kind of walk around Echo Lake.
I was going to say, do not say circular motion.
It's not a circular motion. We're doing it's a counterclockwise walk that's about as descriptive as I can make it at this point.
Yes,
so
I'm ready.
We're making a turn to the left. Echo Lake will be kind of ahead to your right. We're gonna keep walking. And this is mostly the Echo Lake area.
That was very Minnesotan of you, by the way.
I'm sure it was.
Keep walking.
What you're gonna do. Okay, that didn't sound Minnesotan.
No, but anyways.
Yeah.
It'll come back.
Oh, it comes back when I'm not thinking about it.
Exactly.
I had training.
Drink more.
Yeah. No, that's actually not what's gonna help. But every time I was either drunk or talking to my dad or mad, it was when my roommate noticed I got a really strong Minnesotan accent. Anyway.
You said drunk. I'm getting you there.
You're trying. I know. Kay. Anyway, so
again, not sponsored by what you might see on this
screen. We're just having to deal with the front part of Hollywood Studios, so we're drinking.
Mm.
So take a walk around Echo Lake to the left. First on the left, you will see 50's Primetime Cafe.
Yes. And for those of you who are not familiar, we will discuss that later.
Yes, indeed. And so you'll keep doing that, and then we'll. That's on the left, and then Echo Lake is still
to
on the
left,
right
left,
with the
left,
with the little
the right,
dinosaur.
Gertie the dinosaur.
So sorry, which right now is not listed as a food spot.
Which is weird, but we'll get to that again. We'll get to that
later. Yeah, yeah. So then if we keep walking around the lake, on the left, you will see the Epic Stunt Theater, which I didn't know had a separate name from the attraction there, which is the
Indiana Jones Epic Stunt Spectacular,
which we'll also get to. We'll get to all this stuff.
We're doing a walk keep through. Moving. Yeah. I'm trying not to distract.
I know, we're trying. And then, so if you go, if we keep walking ahead to the right, just slightly.
We're curving.
Curving around.
Curving, everybody. To the right.
People are like, what is their energy today? What is happening?
Oh, this is a three-episode filming day. So we're curving. We're curving to the right. Around Echo Lake.
And you will then see the Hyperion Theater building on the kind of up to the right, kind of head to the right, if the lake is kind of back behind you to the right, which has some stuff. There's a couple of things that are in there,
so ominous,
which we will get to. And then we are going to back kind of go, instead of like following that way, we're going to go to the left.
We're going to go
on the other side of the Hyperion Theater building, on the left side of it, and cross around. And at that point, we're going to see ahead, which is Star Tours and its gift shop. And then we will continue to the left, and that would be where we would see Grand Ave and some other stuff.
We're not going
to
cover that one. That'll be in a future episode.
Yes. Now we're going to backtrack around Hyperion Theater and go
on the back side of the Hyperion. So it's Commissary Lane.
I'm actually not going in there. Ooh. I'm backtracking around the front again.
Oh, so you included Star Tours, but you okay?
According to Disney, Star Tours is part of Echo Lake. For whatever reason.
Weird.
So we walked up and
not
waved.
Not Grand?
No. So odd. I went up and waved at Star Tours, and now we're walking back around to the other side of IP.
So you take your photo op.
Yep. And
then in front of the AT-AT, and then you walk back
yes.
around.
Yes. Precisely.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah, it's horrifying. So then we walk around the other side of the Hyperion
Eisner,
building.
What the heck did you do to this?
I know. It's
okay.
Entirely your fault.
Not my fault, Eisner.
That's what I said. Entirely your fault, Eisner. Yeah. So at that point, then we are going to.
Are we finally in front of the Chinese theater?
We are walking in front of the Chinese theater.
Okay.
So at this point, we are walking from the Chinese theater, which, fun fact, is not technically part of Echo Lake
or the
animation courtyard.
No,
actually lives. It's supposed to be, according to Disney, it's supposed to be part of Sunset Boulevard. Oh, no, sorry, Hollywood Boulevard.
Which we did not cover because it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
As we cross over the two properties that we're covering today.
Right. It just made sense for us to walk past it now.
And include it.
And then instead of like walking all the way up to it being like, this is also here. And anyway, I'm sure Mickey's coming after us now. Yeah, it didn't make any sense to me.
And then we're into the animators' courtyard, which has the, well, I'll just let you do the walkthrough. I was going to wing it.
Yeah, I know you've got some stuff. It's good. So there's only a couple of buildings in it. The animation courtyard is kind of small.
It's dead. It's D-E-D dead.
D-E-D dead. Hashtag dead. There's three buildings. Straight ahead is the Walt Disney Presents building, which has a couple of things in it that we'll get to. Just, I think,
again,
two.
You winked at the camera, but again, this is an audio podcast primarily.
I mean, we have
primarily.
A camera here for a reason. Anyway.
Oh, Lordy. So, we are playing up the video today.
Yeah, we sure are. You guys will have to check it out on YouTube. There's a link right in
or
the podcast
Insta.
Description.
We're on Insta TV
yeah, well,
now.
Except for this past week where Instagram refuses to upload the video. Instagram IGTV when available. I don't know what to tell you.
It's Russian roulette.
I have some thoughts about the Facebook Creator Studio, but we'll get back to that.
Not this episode.
Anyway,
again, we're on a time crunch.
So at this point, we see it straight ahead. There's the Walt Disney Presents building, and then to the left, if you're facing it, to the left is a Joffrey's Coffee and Tea Stop.
Mm-hmm.
And then to the right is the Animation Courtyard Theater, which contains Voyage of the Little Mermaid.
Yes.
And
okay.
And now we're standing in the Animation Courtyard
so
and confused.
Let's
where
go
we are.
Backwards and let's really confuse people. Okay,
oh,
so where
no.
we're currently at inside mm-hmm. the Animation Courtyard, there is the normally meet and greet for the Vampirina,
yes.
Dr.
So a lot
McStuffins.
Of the, a lot of the kids, Disney kids stuff.
Yes,
yeah.
And it's also where they used to have the like Disney kids dance studio.
Yes, and that has since been.
It's an actual studio that
had
used to be used for production, mm-hmm. and now it is.
Like all of Hollywood studios.
Dead. Around that courtyard, there is another Star Wars themed attraction currently that has a behind the scenes video that you can sit and watch, as well as a lot of movie memorabilia that you can look at, costuming, props. There are some character meet and greets in there. I want to say BB-8. We have Chewie. There is a special only if you are a Disney Visa credit card holder, which I am. I think I've seen Darth Maul and Darth Vader in that special credit card and greet. And then we work around. There's the Voyage of the Little Mermaid stage show, which if you're curious about the stage show, feel free to check out our stage show rankings episode we did where we talked about the laser lights and the misting that I'm not sure if they're really doing right now due to hashtag COVID.
I don't know. It's just Purell that they drop now.
But my favorite thing that's in that area is the Walt Disney Presents.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like a little museum that they have that has like Walt's actual school desk and some like multi-plane cameras in there. I think there is the animatronic of Abraham Lincoln,
probably.
I don't know. It changes up a little bit.
7 beers ago. No, sorry.
As Laner. But it's one of my favorite, being a Disney history nerd.
Right.
It's one of my favorite locations in that park.
Yeah.
And it's not really that crowded.
Right, because no one knows or cares is sort of what it boils down to.
It's also a location where they have normally a hidden character meet and greet. So this is where I met Moana before she blew up, as well as is a preview theater.
Yes.
For about like a 10-minute short of the up-and-coming movie.
Yeah. Yep.
I want to say.
We have attractions here. Let me see.
Oh, sorry. It's cutting okay. in.
No, you're fine.
I'm going backwards.
No, you're good. You're good. We don't, there's no rules. So do we want to just
One
man's dream, little short film situation about Walt.
So that's
Walt.
If they don't have, like, I saw the preview for Beauty and the Beast there. Yep. I saw the preview for.
Yeah, they just have
Cinderella
sounds
live
right.
action.
Yeah,
question
sounds
mark.
Right.
I don't know. It's
sounds
been
right.
a while since I sat down and watched something in that theater, but And then we go across the Chinese theater that used to hold the great movie ride, may it rest in peace, and now is the current inhabitants of Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. Now, neither of us have been on that.
Correct. We have not.
We have not seen the ride through video.
No, we haven't seen that either.
I ask as a question because I wasn't sure about
I have not
Ian.
Seen it.
Okay.
Yep.
I just noticed, post it today, Disney Parks blog actually posted a ride through of that attraction.
I bet it's got nice quality. That'd be kind of cool.
But I don't know if I really want to spoil it.
Well, and it's cool because, so it's one of those trackless dark rides. So it's got, it's like the I think there's a Winnie the Pooh one in like Tokyo or something. It's like that. Where it's
and
like,
Ratatouille is supposed to be that in
like
Epcot.
That way too. It's their new ride, trackless ride system.
And Rise of the Resistance, which is in the same you know,
park.
Hollywood Studios park, but we're gonna cover that later.
It's supposed to be, from what I understand, it's pretty well reviewed, though it's a bummer because it replaced the Great Movie Ride, which is
May
a bummer.
May it rest in peace.
May it rest in peace.
All over the property as they reuse
stuff.
Because that's what Disney does.
Yeah. So now that we're talking about attractions, shall we keep just talking about attractions?
Sure.
Okay. So the Indiana Jones Epic Stunt Spectacular.
Ooh.
I loved it as a child.
I think that we put that as, spoiler alert, the best show in.
Did we say that? I don't remember. Probably did. Yeah. Probably
it's
did.
It's the longest running continuous show in Hollywood
Studios.
I know
it's,
that.
I believe it's also the only continuously, it's the only still running opening day attraction.
It wasn't an opening day.
Oh, well, it's the oldest running attraction. There's nothing else that was opening day.
Yes. I think it, like, opened, like, a month or later. So after. Yeah,
I think it was. It was, like, it was 89, so whatever they did.
Okay,
it,
so...
It's the earliest attraction that's still operating.
Yes.
Continuously.
Yes. So, it is a great show. I do enjoy it. Yeah. It is a breakdown of, basically, how they do stunts and how people...
Yeah. Yeah, do stunts.
Do stunts. I don't know.
Did you read what I wrote?
Hold on. Pausing. Might be one of the few opening day attractions still operating.
I couldn't confirm it.
Nazi symbolism was removed from enemy structures and vehicles in 2004. Remember when everybody agreed Nazis were bad? True. By the way, hashtag Nazis. If I see you, I'm going to punch you.
Yeah, Nazis are. By the way, Nazis are bad. Sorry,
Nazis are bad.
I don't know why we're talking about that, but I just saw
because
that, like,
Indiana Jones and every single movie,
the Nazis are bad.
The Nazis were the bad guys. Yeah. I don't know why they decided to remove the symbolism.
Well, they didn't like people.
Can you give me the background, please. Please give me the background.
All I've got that I have to go on in the
was the Proud Boys.
No. The reason that they got rid of them was because it was lots of swastikas, very big swastikas, all over stuff.
Mm.
And so they replaced it with a Greek cross, which is kind of looks almost kind of like an SS logo or something. So they replaced with something that doesn't have a specific connotation behind it.
But they thought
that it was in the vein of... They just thought it was bad to have the Nazi symbolism.
So, before you get into the theater, though, you will... Okay, here's my first little, like, hint. My little side-by-side. There is a well that says, do not pull the rope. But if you pull the rope, you're actually going to hear a guy at the bottom of the well be like, don't leave me down here. Don't leave the rope. It's hilarious. It's one of the little perks that Disney adds to...
Yeah, those little extra moments.
Yeah, just get you in the feel that you are on the set.
Yeah.
I know that the Jeep that is right next to it actually was used in one of the productions of the movies, but there's been like seven of them now. So
like, who's to say which one?
Honestly, there's five, but we're not going to say which one because they don't say. But it's just a nice little perk, a nice little added thing. So if you see a do not pull the rope,
you should pull the rope. You totally pull the rope. So anyway, that's the Epic Stone Theater. That's where all the stuff is for that.
And then the first Star Wars attraction.
Yeah, Star Tours
makes me so dizzy.
It's honestly, it's a heck of a lot of fun. I personally think.
I have to close my eyes.
Yeah, I get that.
I get nauseous.
I get that. And now, especially that they've added 3D glasses to it, it's like, hello.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Well, I like it. I like that they've got multiple endings.
They have, like, seven different worlds that you can go through, including ending in Batuu, which is the current Galaxy's
Edge
world.
Which is pretty cool that they do that.
It was kind of like a little sneaky peeky before they opened up Galaxy's Edge, so it was fun.
Yeah.
But it is a heavy simulated attraction. You are in a... encased, enclosed ride.
You are in an Atlas simulator, which stands for something, and I think that's going to do with entertainment. Basically, it's the technology they used for commercial and military motion simulation for training.
It is not as bad as the ride in Epcot for my
Body
nausea
Wars.
Level. it was Body Wars, but they no longer have that attraction.
Yeah. Which they parted out for Star Tours. Anyway, separate thing.
Oh, did they literally move those?
They broke vehicles. Yeah, they moved them down. They broke them down for parts. They're using them for parts for the other.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. Anyway,
I probably sat in those chairs multiple times then during Body Wars.
Probably
before I would get nauseous on attractions.
Yeah.
Because I got old.
I get it.
No,
but
you don't get nauseous like I do.
I get nauseous on spinny stuff.
Oh, that's true. I can't do the teacups with you.
Yeah, that would be tough for me.
But that attraction is a classic.
Yes.
They do revamp the simulation on it so you can go ahead and see where you're going. Like I said, they've stopped the endings on Batuu to inspire the
you
new Galaxy's Edge.
I personally feel like the Imagineers should have just had it set up where you get into the ride, and then when you land at Batu and walk to Batu.
But the exit does not work that way.
I know, but like, couldn't they have just...
You have to include the Muppets somehow, which is another episode. Yeah, we're not there yet. We're gonna...
Anyway, I'm just pre-associating.
And then let's go back to the old school. There's no attractions, yes, but there's food. Because you also missed the character meet and greet buffet that's down there.
Which one's that?
Boulevard.
I didn't see it.
There's... I am brain farting, dear gods. But the... Yeah, it shows you how often we eat at that. The character meet and greet is a buffet that is right next to Primetime, so it's a little bit further down. And actually, on top of that, they have the window from Who Framed Roger Rabbit with the Roger Rabbit breakthrough that pops through.
Is that the... Hold up.
We're looking at the map here.
What is it called?
We need food. Go to food. Not Docking Bay. That's a different one.
Oh, I don't see it. Mm-hmm. I hate how the studio's layout.
It's so confusing. Okay. They don't even have it on here.
Yeah, and this is the 2020 map, and it's not on here.
This is the 2020 map.
Mm-hmm. It's not on here. I was trying to use... In our research, we've been trying to use... I've been trying to use the map that came from, like, the most recent out thing.
They have
thing.
The milk stand.
Well, there's the milk stand.
Legit milk stand. But we're
that's
not...
That's the blue milk.
I know, but we're not talking about that right now. They don't have the... Oh, dude. Y'all are just missing out on the... Okay. You distract. I'm Googling.
Oh, she's Googling. I don't know if it, like, exists or, like, what happened to it or... I don't know,
Hollywood Studios.
I didn't even know that there was one in here when I was doing...
Where to meet and greet Frozen, live... Oh, the Hyperion is the Frozen Studios.
Yes.
Restaurant. So if you want interior...
Dining with Hollywood Studios.
Hollywood and Vine.
Oh, I never saw that.
You've never seen that.
I've never seen that.
That is actually the buffet one that does the seasonal as well.
Oh.
So it has a Halloween-themed character meet and greet for... See? Right there. By Echo Lake. So you can totally see it.
Huh.
Because this is... Audio so weird. Podcast.
Yeah. that's really weird.
But you come up and around and it's right there. And that's where the Roger Rabbit window is. And it says Valiant and Valiant, just like
Why
the detective
on
agency.
Earth would they not have
I
that
don't
in the map?
No. Maybe it's because COVID times they're like not doing it.
Maybe not.
Just like we talked about. Okay, so Gertie, the dinosaur, mm-hmm. is in Echo Lake.
Yeah.
Harkening back to our episode where we did hybrid movies where it talks about live action animation mm-hmm, crossover. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Gertie the dinosaur was the very first animated character that was in a hybrid.
Yeah.
And they, even though it's not a Disney character, they pay homage to that mm-hmm. character by having a huge dinosaur named Gertie
lake.
In the lake, which also normally has a corresponding quick service location
restaurant
there.
However, I will say, it was not open when I was there in November.
Hmm.
So I don't know.
Are they stopping it?
I don't know.
Normally it's like ice cream.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't remember being open in November.
But since we're talking about the rest of
yes.
the food, let's get to it.
Yeah,
so
let's do it.
Hollywood and Vine, that's the character meet and greet. It's the only character meet and greet
in Hollywood
dining
Studios.
In yeah. Hollywood Studios.
Yep.
Primetime Cafe is the one near it.
Yes.
And that one is a lot of fun.
If you like that sort of thing. If you don't like it, it's a pain
okay.
in the butt.
So, Dick's Last Resort
yes,
restaurant
it's
is
like that.
Very familiar, though a lot more family friendly.
Than Dick's Last Resort?
Than Dick's.
Yes.
Because they'll do things like, okay, you're supposed to be at the family's house eating food.
Yes.
So they'll, you know, snap at you if you have elbows on the table or if you leave food on your plate.
Should we back up? So yes. Like the entire concept here is you walk in and it's supposed to be themed entirely after like a 50s home.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they bring you in, like you'll get like a host and they'll take you in, your wait staff person will literally like introduce themselves to you as like your aunt or uncle.
Yep, it's auntie.
Yeah, that's literally how it works. And so you interact with them and they treat you like they're like you're their nephew. And like I know Jack got the ketchup line for his elbows. Like it was a thing. He hated it. But it was pretty cool.
It's part of the shtick.
I have one really good story about 50s Primetime. I've been there twice.
Okay.
The first time was the time that I remember that being really funny was
the pot roast and meatloaf are amazing.
Yes. So, you know, she goes in, she's like, what does everyone want? And you get your order, whatever. And she's like, perfect. She takes all the menus and just handed them to me and said, can you take that back up? Like, cause that's like how it works. Like, mm-hmm. She's not gonna take them back up. You're part of the family. So you have to take it back up to the front of the thing. And so, okay. And you walk up to the front and there was like the guy that was the host was like, he was probably 70 and just like everybody's grandpa. Like he was just like generically everybody's grandpa. And mm-hmm. he was like just the sweetest little old man. And I walked up like looking very confused.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I walk up to him and I go, I like hand it to him. He's just, and he literally, it was so genuine. I hand it to him and he looks down and he goes, I'm so proud of you. Like, he did it like such a genuine way. I'm like, oh my God, is this real? Or I don't understand what's happening anymore. It was so funny. Anyway, so it's if you like that energy, it's very funny and it's very fun.
But you need to, I mean, you can tell the wait staff that you don't want to play and you can work around with it. But the whole reason you go is to have the engagement.
It's not because the food is amazing. Like, there's some good entrees on the menu if you're into that sort of
thing. We've been honest before. There's no good food at Hollywood Studios.
So but if you're going, you can get a decent meal, but you're there to play. That's what it's for.
Yes.
So anyway, that's the 50s Primetime, which mm-hmm. you know. So I've had good experiences there. Your mileage may vary.
Yes. Backlot Express is another one that we are definitely going to glance over because mm-hmm. it's not the best. It's the only thing that's reminiscent to the original theming of the
area.
Park.
Yeah.
Where you got to go backstage and got to go to mm-hmm. see what happens behind everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then Joffrey's is the local coffee option of choice.
It's just Joffrey. If you're not getting Starbucks, it's probably Joffrey's.
Yep. So, shopping, really? We covered most of it in the boulevards.
And
if you want to go shopping, there's not a lot to do other than,
I mean,
here.
Basically,
there's the one at the end of Star Tours.
Yep. That's Tatooine Traders.
And there's the one at the end of the Star Wars area of Animation Courtyard.
Oh.
Where you can get like your custom magic band and
got all it. That. Yeah.
But
yeah.
But nothing else.
The only listed, like across those two like named lands on the current map, the only listed location is Tatooine Traders at Star Tours. I was kind of shocked by that. I think there's probably something at the end of Runaway Railroad, but like I don't know.
We haven't been. We can't speak to it.
So that is my understanding, and I was kind of surprised by it.
Yeah. As far as previous attraction goes, we've already talked about the original Star Tours and how they've been updating that.
Right.
We've talked about the great movie ride. May it rest in peace. And then
at the Hyperion, I'm
not
going to
talk about that. No.
What?
No. You can't make me talk about that attraction.
Why? You want me to talk about it instead?
Yes.
Okay. So it's a very like strong
little
reaction.
Ian found it fascinating. Is the notes in here.
I did. Well, okay. So in the Hyperion Theater back in something early aughts, there was
pre-frozen,
very pre-frozen. There was a stage show in there called Sounds Dangerous, and they would give you like you'd sit down and get a pair of headphones. And you'd put them on, and it was hosted by Drew Carey for some reason, because it was back when he was in, like, Whose Line or whatever, and he was, like, a thing. I mean, he still does stuff, but whatever.
Yeah.
And so you put these headphones in the
Price Is Right now. Thank you so much.
That's right. He's, like,
He's lost all the weight.
He's, like, the new skinny Drew Carey. Yeah. Anyway, so he does this whole thing where he's, like, basically it was like a radio reporting thing. Like you experience an entire like adventure really only through the audio. So he like goes off and he's a reporter or something, and then the video feed cuts out and all you're doing is hearing sounds kind of binaurally all around you and in the dark.
One little spark of inspiration.
Pretty much. I was just like, oh, sound is interesting. Like that was kind of when I discovered sound being an interesting thing. But I think empirically it was probably pretty dumb. But again, I can't remember because I was young.
Yeah.
But most of it took place in the dark, which was kind of surprising to me. Like you walk in, sit in the theater, and then most of it there was no light. There was just sitting in the dark.
It just reminds me a lot of an area within imagination. That Journey Through Imagination with Figment, let me be
the full title, yes.
Where it talks about sight and they turn off the lights and you have the train and all this stuff. That's all I need. I don't need an entire show in the dark.
But it's true, Carrie. I'm kidding. I don't. Anyway, that's what I have.
So some out of place trivia, because I didn't put them into our notes
yet. That's kind of her thing. It's a thing.
The boulder that actually goes rolling down over the Indiana Jones stunt spectacular is actually 400 pounds.
Shit.
I know.
Sorry. I swore. I don't know. I don't normally do that.
Ooh, but it's heavier than I thought it was going to be.
It's not a bad swear. Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
The Chinese theater is actually to scale of the original Chinese theater. And when the original Chinese theater had a revamp, they used the schematics from the Hollywood Studios version.
They like literally reached out to Disney and said, hey, we need to do some updates. And it's like, sure. And they like literally like provided them stuff to like help them update it. It's crazy.
Yeah.
That's how accurate that front is.
Yeah. I don't know what these notes say. So we're going to... They're the most hidden Mickeys on a ride can obviously be found in the Mickey's Runaway Railway. Okay, that's not railway, that's Rock and Roller Coaster. Okay, we're just gonna forget the rest of this, but the only park that doesn't have like utilidors.
It's all above. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, there's most of Animal Kingdom doesn't have utilidors either, they have some lower stuff to...
They've got ways to get around, yeah.
Here, there are no utilidors, unlike Magic Kingdom Epcot.
Magic Kingdom and Epcot are, like, very, like, you don't see anything because it's all sneaky.
So those are my little my little trivia inserts that I didn't do at the time. But that is our very confusing walk through Echo Lake and Animation Courtyard.
Yeah.
If you're still with us, thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate that a lot.
But this has been a WD Carousel of Podcast. My name's Crystal.
And I'm Ian.
And we hope you have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. Bye, everybody.